Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order and let the record show that all five board members are present. And the time is 6:31. I want to welcome everyone who has joined us. We appreciate your taking your time. Barry, if you would lead us in the pledge.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. This meeting will be recorded. A full recorded transcript of this board meeting may be available upon request. Contact the district office, 530-926-6007. And our mission statement, the mission of the Mount Shasta Union School District is to promote a system of educational excellence, providing the opportunity for all students to become productive citizens and achieve high academic standards. And 2.1, disclosure of action in closed session. And we have two things to announce. One, with regrets and best wishes, we accept the resignation of Paul Stollard. And two, we are pleased to announce Sky Kincaid as our 8-hour health clerk. And moving on to item 2.2, reports. Cash balance is $976,391.46. Our enrollment at MSE is 186. At Sisson, it's 272 for a total enrollment of 458. And are there any reports from certificated and MSETA? And I don't see anyone to do that. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry. I see you as Cassie.
Yeah, hi, Kay. I don't look like a Cassie, but I really am. Because my wife's computer tonight. Yeah, there's nothing really to report tonight from the MSETA. We're just, you know, joined together in solidarity, but nothing new to report tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And then moving on to classified staff and CSEA. And Linda, I think you, there you go.
Good evening, everyone. I guess the only thing to report is that we're all just chugging along, trying to do the best that we can with the resources that we have. The kids are great, though. I'm enjoying the kids. And I think everybody else could say the same. All right. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. So moving on, are we having, it does not look like we have down the principal's report or
super. Correct. Yeah, okay. Kale and I have nothing further to report, special
meeting. Okay, so moving on, item 3, public comments. At this time, we would like to invite and welcome persons wishing to address the board on any item on the agenda to do so. In the interest of order and time, presentations from the public are limited to 3 minutes per person with a limit of 20 minutes. So item 1, items on the agenda. And I do not see any raised hands. And Mariella, do you see any raised hands?
No, I don't see any.
Okay, so moving on then to item 4, action agenda 1, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve? And Mona, and with a John as second, all in favor of approving. Motion carries 5-0. So then the item 5, consent agenda, approve the revised 2021-2022 extra duty assignment list. And unless anybody wants to talk about it, I will take a public comment first, and then we can either talk about it or vote, just vote on it. So do I have any hands raised for the consent agenda? I do not see any hands raised. Mariella?
I don't see any at this time.
Okay. So unless somebody wants to pull it to discuss, I will entertain a motion to approve 5.1. And Mona has raised her hand and John has seconded. Okay. All in favor of approving 5.1. And that is unanimous, 5-0. So item 6, action agenda 2, and that 6.1 is approve conducting October board meetings remotely. And Barry, and then we'll
public comment. You can see this on page 9 of the packet. There's an Assembly Bill 361 was passed and signed by the governor that had some that continues the ability for boards to meet remotely, but with specific clauses about what needs to happen. And so this will turn out to be a monthly item where we each month we decide if we make findings for the following month, basically. So we'll be able to revisit this every month. And so the board is the action before the board is for simply the month of October, where the board could approve conducting the October board meetings remotely for October. And you can see there in the second paragraph, I put in the latest COVID numbers that were there at the time, taken from the CDC data tracker. There have been 197 cases in the last 7 days as of September 26. And so in my opinion, that to me meets the finding of basically saying that if we meet in person, it would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees due to this high COVID transmission rate in our county. So I will bring those numbers again. It will be the same number so we can compare apples to apples, and we hopefully will see that dropping. And then at some point the board can choose to the following month try to have board meetings in person, whatever month that happens to be. So right now my recommendation though is that we approve to conduct any and all meetings in October that we would do those remotely based upon the current numbers.
Any clarifying questions for Barry? Nancy?
So the bill says that we have to address this monthly.
Yeah, we have to make findings every 30 days. If we're meeting in person, we don't have to do it monthly. But as long as we intend to continue to meet virtually every 30 days, we have to make these findings.
Thank you.
I actually have a question along that same line, and that is, do they give us any guidelines as to when we should be considering not meeting by Zoom?
No, because this law is for the long haul, and it could be for fire, it could be for pandemic, it could be for whatever might present a safety issue to any board meeting in person. Could be mold, you know what I mean? So it's just, yeah, there's no recommendation on the, it's just the board, if they want to meet virtually, they have to, you know, agree and vote on these findings.
Then my next question is, do we want to have any kind of discussion as to what parameters we would begin considering meeting in person? What are we, you know, and that's more of a question to the rest of the board, I guess. But I would prefer if you had some guidance for us, Barry, along that line.
Yeah, I don't have any guidance along those lines at this point, but I can definitely you know, obviously as numbers start going down and going, okay, so what would that look like in conjunction with a public health officer, to start thinking about what that could look like for in person? Absolutely. I'd love to be able to make a recommendation. I don't have one at this time though.
Right. Makes sense. Numbers are still high. maybe when we at our regular board meeting, you could bring that back with, some potential, and I don't know that we even have to make a decision in
exactly. What I can do is start reaching out and see if there's any thoughts along those lines, or if people are, you know, if the you know, Dr. Stutz and company are more like, well, you know, there's so many factors, let's wait and see. But yeah, put the question to them at least and report back.
Okay, that sounds good. And then the other part of that is, I know that we've purchased a little mic and could try to do a Zoom and see how that goes. So when we eventually do it, without spending a lot of money, which we don't have, perhaps we could try to continue to have a Zoom for those parents who prefer
it. Yeah, absolutely. That's been the intent all along, is to provide an opportunity for people to participate in the meeting remotely, even when we meet in person.
Okay, great. Any other clarifying questions for Barry? Okay, I'll open it up to public comment. And I don't see any hands raised. Mariella, do you?
I don't see any at this time.
Okay, then I'll turn it back to the board. Is there any discussions, further discussion? If not, I will entertain a motion. And Mona makes a motion. Would it be to approve conducting October board meetings remotely?
Correct.
Okay, and a second? John is second. And all in favor? And that's unanimous, 5-0. Okay, so then moving on, items for the next meeting. Does anybody have any items for our next meetings? Okay, board comments, item 8. My goodness, we don't have any board comments this time. John.
Regarding the last item, I think most of the public that participates in our board meetings realize that we really hope to be open back, you know, we really hope to be back to open meetings, you know, as we used to have, you know, prior to COVID. So there again, even with our vote tonight to refrain at this time, I think the public realizes we really want to get back to open meetings in public as we used to have. And I think that is the intention of this board and superintendent. And so hopefully we can all get back to that very soon.
Right. Any other board comments? Okay, if not, then I'll take a motion to adjourn. Mona makes a motion and John seconds. Meeting is adjourned and the time is 6:44. Yay! Take care.